నమో మహామదాన్నాయ కృష్ణ ప్రేమ ప్రదాయతే కృష్ణాయ కృష్ణ చైతన్య నారాయణే గౌరక్తి శ్రీమ. దిస్ ఈజ్ ఎ ప్రేయర్ ఆఫర్డ్ బై శ్రీల రూప గుస్కారం ది ఫస్ట్ ఆచార్య అండ్ ది లైన్ ఆఫ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభు Hare Krishna Mumbai. He was Prime Minister in the government, then government, Mahavira, Chandkar and Hussain Shah, the governor of Bengal. So, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu started his movement, he and his brother Sanatana Goswami resigned from the ministership of the government and became disciple of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, when they first met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they offered this prayer. Namo Mahamadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Narayane Gaurakrishna. These ministers were by caste Brahman, but because they accepted the service in Mahavidyan government, they were rejected from the Brahmin society. And they also became like Mahavidyans. They changed their name. Sapar Malli and Gavir Khas. Practically, they become Mahavidyans. And in those days, many other Mahavidyans, they also became the follower of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, especially Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was born in Mahavidyan family. These Rupa Goswami and Sanatana Goswami, they were born in high-class Brahmin family. But on account of their service in the Mahavidyan government, they were rejected from the Brahmin society. That is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special mercy that this Haridas Thakur was actually born in Mahavidyan family. He was made Navachar. We offer our respect. Namaskar Srila Haridas Thakur. And we offer our respect to Sanatana Goswami, Bandi, Rupa Sanatana, Raghu Jugam, Sri Jiva Gopal. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult is special cult. And he wanted to preach not only in India, but all over the world. We have several times discussed this point. Prithivi Je Ashi Dasho Nagora Vigra. This cult, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult. And what is that cult? Krishna Prem. To love Krishna or God. God, in many religions, have got different names of God. And in Vedic scripture, there are many demigods, an incarnation of God. But Krishna is the original name of God. Krishna tu Bhagavan Sayam. It is Kansalapam Sat Krishna tu Bhagavan Sayam. There is least of incarnations, and in the conclusion, the Shastra says, in this long list, there are many names, but the name Krishna is particularly to be noted that he is the original Supreme Personality of God. God means he is not like us. He can express himself. In the yogis, some of the yogis, not these ordinary third-class yogis, but those who have attained yogic perfection, they can extract the body in at least up to age. The yogis can do that. There are instances. So, if an ordinary yogi can do that, just imagine how much potential there is on the Supreme Lord. Just like in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Ishvara sarvabhutanam jitete arjuna tishtate. My dear Arjuna, the Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, in everyone living being's heart. You just imagine how many living entities are there. They cannot be counted. Jiva bhava savidhya sa arantayakal. But there are many million, trillion, 3 million, trillion is insufficient. There is no count. There are so many living entities. And they are all part and parcel of God. Just like the sunshine, the sun glow and the sun go. The sun god is within the sun glow. And the inhabitants of the sun glow, they are all very glowing, luminous. On account of their bodily glowing, the whole sun planet is glowing. On account of the sun planet glowing, the sunshine which is reaching us from 93 million miles, we feel the heat and the light. This is an ordinary material thing. So just imagine what is the potential of the Supreme Personality of God. We cannot imagine what is the potential, power, energy of the Supreme Personality. We cannot estimate what is the temperature of the sun glow, sun god. It is in our prawn. We have got aeroplane. We can go there. But before going there, we will be finished. The temperature is so hot. Everyone knows it. So, if the ordinary sun god or sun glow is so highly tempered, how much high in temper is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, his potency, his power. We say God is almighty, all-powerful. But we have no idea what is meant by all-powerful. we think that all powerful names are so much powerful, he may be 10 times powerful. Or somebody says 20 times. All right, let us compromise. 50 times. This kind of speculation is like the frog speculation within the well. There is a frog within the well, and one of his friends came to him, my dear friend, ask him a glass of water, Atlantic Ocean. What is that Atlantic Ocean? Glass. How much? Maybe 10 times more than this. 20 times, come on. No, it is very, very large. So this radical speculation of God is that like the speculation of the frog about Atlantic Ocean. This modern philosopher, scientist, they're thinking of God in that way. This is Dr. Frog's philosophy. The Dr. Frog's philosophy will not help you to understand what is God. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is preaching God to distribute love of God. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because this human life is specially meant for understanding what is God and loving. That's all. This is the only reason. The cats and dogs or other lower animals, if you please to them Krishna consciousness, it is not possible. They not answer. But human beings, just like our this Krishna consciousness, Mumbai is being spread all over the world, and you can see here also in your country, in America, Europe, they are all understanding. That is the special advantage of human life. One Christian priest in Boston, he was astonished by seeing our devotees. He issued one leaflet that these boys are our boys. And before this movement, they did not care to see us or come to the church. And now they are mad after God. This is the certificate of a Christian priest. And actually you can see. These boys, I am poor Indian, I came with 40 rupees. And I have not bribed them, neither have I got that money. But how they are mad after God? It is great. Now you bribe them and take our money, they are not. Many fathers, mothers came to induce them to take home, but they are not there. So what is the intoxication? This is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The intoxication is, they have given up all the intoxication. They are now intoxicated in Hare Krishna. One dashboard officer came to see in our camp. So what is the activity that these boys have joined Hare Krishna movement? Whether it is very easier than the dashboard. But when he inquired, he saw that these boys and girls are prohibited. He received sex, intoxication, meat eating, and gambling. He thought that it is harder than the heart, but that's all. Yet therefore they do not make any condition. But here are so many conditions which is very, very difficult to follow. So, this is called Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, practical. So, every human being should accept the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and that is the first part of the verse Rupa Goswami first offered to Lord Chaitanya. Then, Namo Mahavadana, you are the most magnificent incarnation. Why? Now you are distributing Krishna prema, love. People do not know what is God, and you are distributing love of God. One cannot love anybody unless he knows the other party very well, or very intimate dealings. Then there is question of love. Love, there is no question of love. If I do not know, you do not know me, then we live 10,000 miles away. There is no question of love. Love means when there is intimacy. So, to understand God is very difficult. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, manushtanam sahasresu kaschidyatati siddhaya jatatamati siddhyanam kaschi vetrimam tattvam. God says, Krishna says, that out of many millions of persons, one is interested to make his life success. This is not success, that I can eat whatever I like. There is no checking. I have got very nice car, and I have got very nice apartment. I have got nice bank balance. So, now I have life. This is not perfect. Because we are under the greed of the laws of material nature. Material nature is controlling. Pratikakkiramanani, gunekarmani sarat. How the material nature is controlling? She has got material. Three modes of material nature. So, Tāraṇaṁ guna saṅgāśya sadasat janma-jimanisu. They are contacting either of these three modes of material nature and thus being infected. We know that if you infect some disease knowingly or unknowingly, generally it will infect unknowingly. Later on that disease becomes developed. This is wrong. Not that you do not know where you infected that particular disease. That is no excuse. You have infected yourself with this kind of disease, you must suffer. This is wrong. Similarly, there are three kinds of infection. Most of its nature. Goodness, passion, and ignorance. So, ignorance on no excuse. If you in the law court, you say, my Lord, I did not know that by stealing one is punished. Let the magistrate or the judge will not excuse it. The law, in this material law, is so strict. And you can imagine how much strict, stringent laws of the nature. So this is the material life. That's knowingly or unknowingly. We are infected a particular type of modes of material nature, and our next body is being created. Kāraṇaṁ guna saṅgāśya. Sadasat جنگ میں جو نہیں Sadasat life there are different varieties of life 8,400,000 varieties of form. So why there are different forms of life, different standard of life? Why? The answer is in the Bhagavad Gita. Karanam, the reason is Guna Sangha, he is particular infection, he is a particular quality of madness. This is why. Perpetually. Perpetually means we do not know when this process of life began and when it is ended. That's what is perpetual. So, our this privilege to possess a human form of life. It's great advantage in this sense that we can study all these things. What is the living entity? How he is being infected? And how is he taking different types of body? And account of the body, the standard of life, nine are bad, is going on. Therefore, Krishna, in the very beginning of his teaching of the Bhagavad Gita, he is trying to impress that I am not this body, or we are not this body. These are the owner or occupier of the body. This is first mistake. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement is not on the bodily platform. It is on the spiritual platform. That he explained when he was talking with Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami. So what is the identity of this living entity? Or he said, what is my identity? Actually, people address me as very learned man. He was very learned man. He was minister, I was a brahmana. Naturally, in those days, he knew Sanskrit very well and Urdu. Because Mohammedan kingdom, the Urdu language was state language. Just like during British period, the state language was English. So he was quite conversant with these two languages. Urdu, Farsi, and Sanskrit. So, he first of all permitted to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, by their Lord, people address me as Pandit. The Brahmans are generally addressed still in India as Pandit. Means learned. Because Brahman means learned. A Brahman cannot be Murkhaji. That is not. Brahman means Brahmajanati the Brahman. One who knows the absolute truth, he becomes Brahman. Therefore, he is addressed as Pandit. So Sanatana Goswami submitted that these ordinary people address me as very learned man, Pandit. But I will know my position. I do not know myself what I am. This is my position. Gramma vyavahare kohe pundi, sutta kori mani. These fools call me as pundi. And I also think that I am pundi. But actually, I do not know what I am. Just see, this is the position. You ask all big doctors, scientists, philosophers, and ask him what he wants. You say, I am Indian, I am American, I am this, I am that. Body. This is going on. And he is fool number one, and he is passing on as a great scientist, great philosopher. One who does not know himself, what is the value of him, right? One must know his own identity. So everyone is identifying with his body. I'm Hindu, I'm Muslim, I'm Christian, I'm Indian, I'm American, I'm German, I'm Eastern, I'm Chinese. Why Chinese? Living entity is part and parcel of God. His spiritual spark is covered by this material body. Just like we are all human beings. Now we are covered by different dresses. That does not mean we are different. We are one as human beings, as inhabitants of this earth. But on account of this dress, I am thinking you are my enemy, you are thinking that. So, Bhagavad conclusion is, Jashyatu buddhi punapi dhidhatute, sabit kalatrati su bhavumayityati, jatti sabuddhi sarirena tarhiti, janesu avignesu saivago. Anyone who is identifying himself with his body and the land of his body growing there is the country, homoidyati. Everyone is thinking God is not worshipable. In this land I have taken my birth, this land is mine. Nationalism or this is not that. But he never thinks that how long I can be allowed to occupy this body and to occupy this land. This is calling knowledge. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement in the starting point is the spirit soul. And automatically, unless the Bhagavad Gita, Lord says, Sarva dharma parityajya mam ekam saranam vraja. You give up the so-called man-made duties or occupation or dharma, you just surrender them to me. Practically, this is dharma or religion. To surrender to God. God is one. He is neither Hindu nor Muslim nor Christian. God is one. If there is another God, that is, then there is competition. God cannot be two. God is one. Ekam Brahma Ditya Nath. That is basic Indian. So God is one. Either you become Hindu or Muslim, the God is one. This is to be understood. So, the science of God, that is Krishna consciousness. You try to understand scientifically what is meant by God, what is meant by religion. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching. Jivel Sarupai Nitya Krishna Das. He begins his teaching on this principle that every living being is eternal servant of God. That's all. And this is religion. Religion does not mean standing in different ways. Religion means to know God, the great, and we are subordinate. Maintained by God. This is, if anyone knows this, two things only. God is great, and we are subordinate. Our duty is to abide by the orders of God. That is it. So, unity can be established on the spiritual platform. Unity cannot be established on this bodily platform. That is the United Nations, right? The United Nations. But every year a flag is increased. We have seen in New York. So this kind of unity will never be successful. The United Nations is standing at this how many years ago? So what they have done? They could not do. Neither can do anything. Before that, there was another establishment, League of Nations. They are trying to unite the nation, not to fight with one another. But because they are contemplating all this nonsense on the bodily platform, it is not possible. It is not possible. If you want to be united, then you have to be united on the spiritual platform. And what is that spiritual platform? The spiritual platform is to understand thoroughly that God is great and we are subordinate. God is maintaining us, all the property, anywhere that belongs to God, and we can use the Father's property as much as I require, not to take more and stop it. No, the bad days, they are very free. If you put here one bag of rice, or any foodstuff, the boss will come. But they will eat only a few grains of bread. And if you put here, say, 1,000 bags of wheat, and you declare that anyone can take it, they will be quiet. They will fight. Everyone will try to take more. Everyone will try to take more. This is human being. The boss will peacefully take few grains and wealth. But if you invite a human being, their culture is so, I have got so much wealth, let me take more and stop it for tomorrow, or day after tomorrow, or for my son, for my grandson, for my great-grandson. This foolishness is going on account of lack of spiritual consciousness. Spiritual consciousness is, it is stated in the Vedas, isāvāsvamidam-tattvam. Everything belongs to God. The food belongs to God. The mind belongs to God. The ocean belongs to God. The land belongs to God. The air belongs to God. And whatever we find here, this is a combination of these five elements. Earth, air, water, fire, that's all. So everything belongs to God. We also belong to God. So, we should feel obliged to God that He has given so much for our maintenance. Fruits, flowers, vegetables, land, ocean, mine, jewels. So, we can use it as much as we require. We cannot collect it and keep it in stock for my future son, grandson, this and that son. So, this is Krishna consciousness. It is actually perfect communism. The communists are thinking in terms of the human being, and that also within the state. But a Krishna conscious person, he is thinking in terms of all living beings. Vidyadhanaya sampanne brahmani kavi bhaktini sunicheta sapyati. And in Bhagavad it is stated that a householder, before taking his lunch, he should invite on the street that if anyone is still hungry, please come at my place. There is still food. You can take it. And you should see that in the household, even the leader, he is not hungry. Even there is a snake, he is not hungry. This is basic principle. God consciousness. That some or other one animal has become leader, snake, he is hungry, so at my house, he should remain hungry, giving some food. Nobody likes snake, but in the castle, he says, in there is a snake. You should see that he is not hungry. He is giving some food. So, of course, it is a very high idea, but it is the complete idea of so-called communism. Real. It is not that nation, American nation, they are concerned with the human being or any nation, not American, everywhere. And nation means, the definition of native means one who has taken birth in that land. That is called native. So, the cow is also native. So why this law? That for the benefit of the human being, the cow should be slaughtered. And he is giving milk, he is working for you. What is this law? In Christian religion, it is clearly stated, thou shalt not kill. And most of the slaughterhouses are in the Christian countries. One. This is all misunderstanding of spiritual life. Therefore, just like the discussion went on with the Kaji and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There are no philosophers. He first asked that cow is your mother, bull is your father. Why you are killing father and mother? What is your reason? Is a very good philosophy, confessing your father and mother and eat them? This was the first question. According to Vedic civilization, cow is to be given all protection. Hindus are followers of the Vedic religion. Why they are interested to give protection to the cows, not to the, not so much to the other animals. And Lord Christ is more liberal. He said, thou shalt not kill. He does not mean any animal to say. Every animal should be given protection. That is also the Vedic idea. Why these four animals should be killed? By killing, you become sinful and intense. Therefore, now it has begun. One is killing his own child. So this is going on. So, in this way, we cannot be happy. We shall become more and more entangled in sinful, relentless action. And we have to take different types of body. So, perpetually it will go. So for this moment, Krishna consciousness moment is to awaken every man to God consciousness and just to stop his activities in sinful life so that he will be purified. And he will understand God. Without being purified, nobody can understand what is God. That is not possible. Jesam antaratam tu papam jananam punna karmana te nanda mahanin mukta bhajanti mahadira. Krishna says, God says, one who is completely free from sinful life, he can take the devotion and pray. So, therefore, we have prescribed four principles, regulative principles. No illicit sex. We don't say no sex. No illicit sex. No meat eating. There are so many things nice things, especially in our country, America. So many nice fruits, so many nice grains, milk. Why should you kill? We are not. We have got hundreds of centers. You are quickly falling. And you are taking our prasad on trees. How delicious they are. So why this is killed? The argument is sometimes of a vegetable has cost life. Yes, we agree to it. But our process is to take the prasadam. Prasadam means we offer prasadam to Krishna and after eating whatever he left, we take it. This is our process. We don't say that what is the meaning of this temple? We don't use anything directly unless it is offered to Krishna. So, the vegetable has got life. But Krishna says, patram pushpam phalam toyam jumi vasya prajacchati tadaham asnami. We have invited Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as our guest, and he has consented to come here. So we must offer Gustav what he wants. Not that according to my wish. That is not ethical. If some respectable guest comes to your house, you ask him, what shall he eat, sir? What kind of food I can give him? So whatever he orders, you have to supply. That is real receiving the guest. So Krishna says that give me food among these items. Patram kusmam phalam toyam jumi bhakta apajit. That also is bhakti, not neglectful. So get devotee. If somebody offers me this thing, then I can take. So Krishna takes this. This patram kusmam phalam toyam, grains, food grains, and milk, and vegetables, and fruits. So we prepare hundreds of items with these things. You can do that. And they are all delicious and full of vitamins. So why one should kill unnecessarily the poor animals and become vicious and sinful? So this is Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching that you live peacefully, be gentleman, realize God, make your life happy in this world and the next world. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. He wanted to spread this cult in every town, every city, every village. So, this group, Hare Krishna movement, is just trying to serve Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And you also see how much beneficial it is. Chaitanya Dayar Katha Karo Vicha. You don't be blind, but try to consider it a little liberal without any, what is called? Sophistry. Without any bias, prejudice. Don't be carried by prejudice. Try to understand the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and be happy. Thank you very much.
In the Bible, In the Bible they say that the animals must kill them for a
certain thing. I do not know whether it is said. Certainly, that's why it's calling Bible, but where it is said, he doesn't know. He saw a fire in Bible. How do you know, how, apart from Bible or any scripture, how do you find that the animal has no soul? How do you consider it? What is the symptom of having soul? That is very easy, but you do not know. When the soul is gone from the body, it does not move. And when soul is there, it moves. This is the understanding of soul. That do you think the animal does not move? The animal has no blood. The animal has no bone. How do you say that animal has no soul? This is foolishness. The soul is there. Even on small ants, there is soul. Otherwise, how is it moving? So long the soul is there, the dull material body is moving. And as soon as the soul is gone, he will cry, my father has gone. Why your father gone? He is lying there. Why do you say my father has gone? This is ignorance. We do not know what is soul. We see the body. So long I have seen the body of my father, now the soul has gone, I am crying, my father has gone. But did you see your father? Yes, that body, the body is there. Why you are crying? See, it is very common sense that prayer, to understand where there is soul. A big stone, a big mountain, it cannot move, although it is so big. And a small ant is moving. What? Well, so. So how can we say the animals have no soul? This is ignorance. Tathā dehāntara prāpti. The soul being within the body means it is changing the body. From babyhood to childhood, childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood, like that. And if the child is born dead, no one changes the body. That is the proof that there is soul. Soul means the living force which is moving the body. That is soul. How you can say the animal has no soul? Everyone has soul. Even the grass has soul because it is going changing body. Simple thing. Jīva-dārpaṇa-mājanam. Because all dirty things are within our heart. On account of dirty things, we are thinking that I have got soul and the animal has no soul. This is due to dirtiness of the heart. So if you chant Hare Krishna, the heart is clean. It's like a mirror with a dust. You cannot see. But if his dust is clean, then I can see yourself very nicely. Similarly, because on account of material contamination, our heart is unclean. We cannot see things as yet. But the chanting process will clean your heart. And then you see everything in order. Then you will not say, the animal has no self.
But
the
we were so caught up in simple activities.
Now it's as if we were so fortunate to be benedicted in the spirit of righteousness. It is Krishna's mercy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to give you. Now he has come. Yes. Take advantage of it. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is kind to everyone. He has no discrimination. That this cult should be spread only in India or among the Hindus or among the Brahmins. No. He wanted to spread this command to all living beings. Never mind. Prithivi Vyasa is also another. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. But now he has come. If you want access, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order, simply chant Hare Krishna. That is sufficient. But if you want to know more further through philosophy, through science, we have got already 30 or 50 books. Read them. Everything is there. Either you accept directly, or if you want to accept through science, through philosophy, through knowledge, there are books. Both ways, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is ready to help you. Now you take advantage of it. And we are glad that you are taking advantage. Now some of you, have already joined. And in the educational institution, university, there also very much appreciated of our literature. So gradually it will be appreciated. But the sooner you take advantage of it, it is better.
Srila Guru, I would like the name of the 10th avatar of Krishna.
Hmm?
I want the name of the 10th avatar of Krishna.
I think Kanki. 10th avatar is Kanki. He appears in the district of Sambalpur. His father's name will be Vishnu Joshi. And he will be dressed like a prince and cut all the heads of the demons. Because gradually you are so advancing that he can remain only in. So there is no need of preaching. Cut the head. Finish.
What is the name Jehovah?
That you say? You say, I do not know.
He that is.
What is the meaning of Jehovah? I do not know. Yeah? Who is there? What is the meaning of? You do not know?
It is a name for God.
Yeah. So why? What is it? It is the word meaning, Jehovah. Just like Krishna. Krishna is the word meaning all attract. So God must be all attract. Otherwise how can be God? If God is attractive for me only and not to others, then He is not God. God should be attractive. Just like God's knowledge. Krishna is giving the Bhagavad Gita. It is attractive all over. Among the scholars, among the religionists, public. Not that simply my Bhagavad Gita is being read. There are many other editions of Bhagavad Gita. It is why? Because the knowledge is so perfect. So, knowledge is an attraction. Riches, wealth, that is attraction. If a man is very rich, just like in your country, poor, capital, they are attractive. A man, if he is beautiful, if he is strong, if he is wise, they become attractive. So you will find in Krishna all these attractivities. Therefore, you go.
In the Christian Bible, it says that God created all of earth.
Yes.
He created the water, He created the animals, but He created human being in His image, which was
Himself. That's nice.
Mm-hmm.
So the God is person. God created human beings after His own image. That means He has also two hands, two legs, like us.
No.
Why not? You say. He say God has created human being after His image. Therefore, His image must be like you. Why do? Say no.
Well, then it's controversy.
Why controversy? First of all, let us settle this.
Controversy not to your religion, but to the other religions that say that we...
other religion, why you are concerned with other religion? Talk of what God says in your Bible.
What says in my Bible?
Yes, you are saying that God created human being after his image. Is it not?
Yes.
Then God's image is like human being.
Not according to way, way back, because...
That is another thing, but... God has got his two hands and two legs, one head, like human being. But that hands and legs and head may not be exactly like us. But he has got the image.
I have never seen him. I do not know.
Then why are you speaking? You do not know. Don't talk. Then you laugh. If you do not know, then you laugh. Who knows? Don't talk. That is the defect of the modern civilization. One does not know. And he wants to teach. That's all right. To understand that God is, he has all things with God's name. He has got his two hands, two legs like us. But his hands and legs are not like our hands and legs. This guy, Krishna says, Patram Pusam Phalam Toyam Yuvi Vatra Pudichati Tadham Asna. God's hand is so expansive, universal, that although he is in his kingdom, in his abode, when you offer something to God, he takes. He can expand his hand in that way. Not only one devotee, but at this simultaneously many millions of devotees are offering him and his hand. That is his hand. At my hand, only three people. That's all. So there is God's hand, but this, that hand is not like my hand. This is it. He can expand his hand millions and trillions of miles. That is it. That is explained in the Vedic Gita. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. God is Vigraha, his form, exactly like our form. But his form is Sachidananda. Sat means eternal. And cheap means full of knowledge. And ananda means bliss. So our body, this hand, this leg, this body, is not sat-chit ananda. It is not eternal. It will be finished. But God's body will never be finished. That is the difference. He has got his body. And I have got my body. But this body will be finished at a certain time. But his body remains eternal. That is the difference between God's body and my body. Sat and Chit. His body, or he himself, knows everything, past, present and future. But I do not know what is beyond this world. Therefore my knowledge is always imperfect. And God's knowledge is perfect. This is Sat-Chit and Ananda. You see, in our temple, God is in dancing. All right. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu University, there is Christ. No. Radha Krishna is enjoying. Krishna is enjoying in the company of Radha. This is blissfulness. And although we have got our wife, there are so many difficulties to maintain. That's it. He has got his body. But his body is different from our this body. Although apparently he has got two hands, two legs, but they are unlimitedly potential, full of bliss. that the God can expand, as it is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Ishara sarvabhutanam jiddeshe arjuna krishna. The Lord is situated in everyone's heart. But we cannot do that. I cannot even know what you are feeling, pains and pleasure. But God is kind, no? Otherwise, why will we offer prayer to God? He knows. In this way, you have to study what is God. Although apparently He has got two hands, two legs, but that hands and legs are not like ours. We have got our hands and legs. That is within His body. Just like your coat has got hands, but that hand is not real hand. The real hand is within the coat. Similarly, we have got also hands and legs, but that is within this material body. Therefore, Krishna says, Deina Sindhya Khave, Kaumanaju, within this body. We should not be concerned with your coat and staff. We should be concerned with you. Similarly, we are now materially dressed. We should not be concerned with the dress. We should be concerned what is there within the dress. That is knowledge. That is knowledge. So, it is a science that the science is very nicely described in all scriptures, especially Bhagavad Gita. So, as a human being, we have got this privilege to understand, to go to the right person to change the meaning. Meaning is very clear, but we create some mismeaning. That is another thing. Just like in the Bible it is said, thou shalt not steal. It is very clear and simple thing, but we make some interpretation. These, that, these. Therefore, we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. Don't make the meaning perverted. Tell it as it is. Then you become perfect. Thou shalt not kill. If you take it as it is, then you become perfect. But if you add your own meaning and go on killing, and you still become a Christian, that is your business.
One is fortunate enough to survive his natural position in the spiritual sky, how can he keep from falling down again?
Huh?
Like, if an entity is fortunate enough to revise his natural constitutional position in the spiritual sky, how can he keep from falling down?
How your Nixon is dragged down? How your President Nixon is dragged down? He was in the exalted post. And why he was dragged down?
Dragged down.
Yes. You are supposed to come down. Why? Anyone, even in this world or spiritual world, he has got the potency of coming down by misusing his little independence.
That
if you become president, you are secure. If you are not perfect, then you will be gentle. Or if you think imperfectly, the formula is that in the spiritual world, everyone is engaged in the service of the Lord. There is no other function. As in this material world, everyone is engaged to have his senses. He likes something and is engaged for that purpose. That service is there. But it is service to himself, his senses. But in the spiritual world, there is no such thing. and giving service to the senses, simply giving service to the law. That is spiritual. But as soon as you think that why shall I give service to Krishna, why not become intimate, you fall down. So there is potency of thinking like that. Krishna bhuya jeev bhogavan chakare pasate mayatare japotiya kare. As soon as one forgets the service of the Lord and he wants to become himself Lord, immediately maya is captured. His maya means his material.
The Christian Bible says that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and
you can only
get true God through Him.
That's all right.
No. What is
Yes, we admit that He is the perfect Son, and if you take shelter of the lotus feet of the perfect Son, go to back to home, back to God. Yes,
is that
true? Christ. Or yes, as we have said, that's like He said, those are not true. But if you kill at the same time, take shelter of Christ, so what is meaning? First of all, you try to follow it. Then you can go through it. But you don't care for me, what is the meaning? Go through him.
Believe in him.
Yes. Believe in strong.
Believe that he's the Son of God.
Yes. Believe or not believe, he is Son. And if you are fortunate, you follow his path and you become perfect. You believe or not believe, God is there. Similarly, you believe or not believe, God's Son is there, God's devotee is there. Everyone is there. God is not alone. Just like if you say, now here the king is coming. The king is coming means, he's coming with his ministers, his commander-in-chief, his secretaries, and so many, hundreds of many soldiers. Similarly, when we speak of God, God is not alone. He has got his friends, he has got his friends, he has got his father, he has got his mother, he has got his beloved, everything. That is God. Yes.
Who's
your
model?
Arjuna. There are so many bogus babas. What is the use of my Mihad Baba? If I know Krishna, that is sufficient. Why shall I go to know this and that? That's all right. Yeah, you have a question. All right, what is your question?
Many people say, perfect. How can we help them understand that there is?
Yes, no one is a perfect. Therefore, you should take lessons from the perfect.
Yeah.
That's all. Then you become perfect. Otherwise, why they are asking instructions just like class says, does on that case? That means you are imperfect, therefore you are clean. Take my instruction, don't do it, you become perfect. That's we are all imperfect. We have to take lesson from the perfect. Then we will be perfect. Yes?
Baba, what pleases you the most?
If you love Krishna. What is that? same in quality, but the individual soul is not exactly like the super soul. The super soul is within you, within me, within everyone. But I, individual soul, I am only within me. You are within you. That is the difference. I cannot feel your pains and pleasure. Neither you can feel my pains and pleasure. Therefore, we are individual. But super soul, because he is everyone's heart, he knows what is going on in everyone. But that is super soul. Therefore, he is called super soul. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Ketravdam chapimam vidhi sarva kretre subhar. Super soul is God. He can expand himself in millions and millions of places. But I cannot do that. He cannot do
But our transmigration be protected?
What is that?
If our bodies should meet death while performing devotional service, will we be protected in transmigrating?
There are two kinds of bodies, the gross body and the subtle body. The gross body is a material combination of heart, water, air, fire, ether. And the subtle body is a combination of mind, intelligence, and ego. So, this gross body and subtle body, within that, there is the spirit soul. So, that is eternal. And this gross body and subtle body is changed according to the change of the situation. So when you remain in your spiritual body, that is eternal. Therefore, to keep in spiritual body is to accept devotional service. Then you are beyond this material gross body and subtle body. You remain in your spiritual body. And if you give up this body, at the time of death may give you this body, then in spiritual body you go to back to home. So in order to keep yourself in spiritual body, you should always be engaged in devotional service, and that is taken in the Bhagavad Gita. Maam ca bhavicharini bhakti yogi najasu rote sagunam samasitva yitan brahma bhuyas. Then you become Brahma, or spirit soul. Yes?
How, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, it states that to understand Krishna and to improve our relationship with him, we must understand the spiritual master. What is the best way to understand?
He says that it states in Chaitanya Charitamrita that to understand Krishna, the best way is to understand the spiritual master.
Yes.
What is the best way to do that?
If you want to learn something, you must learn from a person who knows that something. The spiritual master's business is that he knows Krishna well. So, you try to understand Krishna through him. This is really good. Yes.
Material scientists, unfortunately, many people have their faith in material scientists.
Go to moon. What benefit would you like? You'll die also. Anywhere you go within this material world, but death, old age, and disease will follow. That's why in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Abrahma Bhubalan Lokan Punaravasinati. Madhgatyatu Namil, Jagatyanani Vaktante, Sadhama Panam. Instead of going to moon planet, why not engage your energy for going to back to home, back to God, where from you will not come back again? Yes.
Yes.
Prabhupada in the Sikh Dharma, they say chant, you know, holy names of God.
Mm-hmm.
And so far, I haven't encountered the name of Krishna in the scriptures. I've encountered, you know, Govinda, Mukunda, Rama, and the main name of the chant is Vaidu. And I was wondering if you could comment on the...
It is very good. It is very good. Guru Nanak, he chanted the name, holy name of Rama, the holy name of Krishna, Govinda. So we follow Guru Nanak, we are fortunate. Anyone who presents the science of God, it doesn't matter whether he is this man or that man, he is our Guru. Yes.
Why is it all white fertility plants? How are they different from animals?
Hmm?
She's asking, what is the difference between killing a plant and eating it and killing an animal?
The same part. Either you kill animal or plant. The same thing is here. That's like if you kill an uncivilized man and if you kill a big man, the punishment is the same. I mean, you cannot say that I've killed one uncivilized man. No, that you cannot do. Similarly, you cannot kill even plants. But we have to live. Therefore, we can kill plants under the order of the Supreme. Just like I have already explained, Krishna said, Patram Pushpam Phalam Koyam Yumi Vaktapi. Patram means plant. So Krishna wants to. So, what Krishna said, we can do that. That's what Arjuna did. Arjuna did not like to kill his brothers, but Krishna said, this is my desire. All right, you can see. This is Krishna Bhakti. When Krishna says, we can do everything. Not for our personal self. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Jagga Krishna Sino Santa, Mucchanti Sarva Kirinisari. There is another crude example, just like a soldier. When he is fighting by the order of the state, he is getting gold medal in killing, his business is killing. But the same man, when he comes home, if he kills one person, then he is hanged. Why? He could say, then my business is killing. I'm sorry, I killed this man. No, this is for your account. And the battlefield you kill for the state account. Therefore, you are eulogized. You are being rewarded. Similarly, we can kill only on the order of the Supreme. Otherwise, we cannot kill even a plant. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, Jagyasustosinosanta, Mucchante Satukirinsa. Jagya means for the satisfaction of the Supreme Law. Whatever you do, you are not implicated with sinful activity. Bhunyante te avam pāpam de pachanti atma kārana. And a person who is doing on his own capacity, he is simply acquiring sinful result and action. So the conclusion is, even a plant you cannot kill. What you speak of, bigger than it. He once thinks that I am killing only plants, therefore I am very poor, vegetarian. No. There is no question of vegetarian or vegetarian. They are equal things. Only those who are taking prasada, they are free from sin. Yadgashishta sanavasanta mutchanti sarvati. All right, thank you. Any more questions? All right, like one more question. Well, he says he cannot kill in the night without permission. If you want to kill, you should take permission of the police. Yeah.